But something quite unexpected happened to those coins with Abdul-Malik standing on them. After a few years, they simply vanished. During the Hijra year 77, 697 AD, the standing caliph coin was suddenly replaced with a design that could hardly be more different. There's no caliph, there's no figure, only words. This is the defining moment for Islamic public art. From now on, no human image would be used in such a public arena for well over 1,000 years. Back in the Coins and Medals Department, I'm examining the reformed coin in more detail. It's exactly the same size and weight as the earlier coin. It's also made of solid gold, but it says that it was made in the year 77, so 1 year later than the previous coin. And now there's nothing to see but text. On the front, it reads, "There is no God except God alone. He has no partner. Muhammad is the messenger of God, whom he sent with guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it victorious over every other religion." This is an adaptation of a text from the Quran. And on the back of the coin is another Quranic text. "God is one, God is the eternal. He begets not, neither is he begotten." The inscriptions on this coin make, I think, two extraordinarily interesting points. Firstly, this is almost the oldest Quranic text to have survived. Before Muhammad, Arabic was barely a written language at all. But now there was, of course, a vital need to record God's words accurately. And so the first developed Arabic script, the Kufic script, was created.